The House late last night approved spending almost $1 billion on pipeline and energy-related needs for the state. However, it delayed passing the bill that contained the specific instructions on what to do with most of that money. Before last night's vote, Finance Co-Chairman Mike Chenault led members through the plan.
There is long-term, medium, and short-term help in this appropriation bill.
The appropriation reflects the governor's resource rebate amount, providing a one-time $1,200 bonus to all Alaskans. It also provides $50 million for gas line development that will eventually go to TransCanada for the North Slope project. And it gives money to the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority to continue work on in-state gas projects. During the two-hour debate, Democrats unsuccessfully attempted to expand the appropriation to include funds for five renewable energy expenses. Lindsay Holmes of Anchorage began with a $150 million appropriation to the Renewable Energy Fund the legislature passed earlier this year.
While we're dealing with this short-term energy relief, trying to keep people from freezing in the dark, please, please, please don't lose sight of the long term. Mr. Speaker, please don't lose sight of what we're going to do to make life better for the people of Alaska next year, the year after, the year after.
Chenault disagreed, saying the Renewable Energy Fund won't need any money until July of next year. The Senate must concur with the appropriation before the end of the special session tomorrow night. The House late last night approved spending almost $1 billion on pipeline and energy-related needs for the state. However, it delayed passing the bill that contained the specific instructions on what to do with most of that money. Before last night's vote, Finance Co-Chairman Mike Chenault led members through the plan.
There is long-term, medium, and short-term help in this appropriation bill.
The appropriation reflects the governor's resource rebate amount, providing a one-time $1,200 bonus to all Alaskans. It also provides $50 million for gas line development that will eventually go to TransCanada for the North Slope project. And it gives money to the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority to continue work on in-state gas projects. During the two-hour debate, Democrats unsuccessfully attempted to expand the appropriation to include funds for five renewable energy expenses. Lindsay Holmes of Anchorage began with a $150 million appropriation to the Renewable Energy Fund the legislature passed earlier this year.
While we're dealing with this short-term energy relief, trying to keep people from freezing in the dark, please, please, please don't lose sight of the long term. Mr. Speaker, please don't lose sight of what we're going to do to make life better for the people of Alaska next year, the year after, the year after.
Chenault disagreed, saying the Renewable Energy Fund won't need any money until July of next year. The Senate must concur with the appropriation before the end of the special session tomorrow night.